morning. My guest this morning is Ellen Bluestein from the Jewish Community Center and the Jewish Film Festival. Good morning, Ellen.
Good morning, Roland.
Here we have a movie called Once in a Lifetime, which is going to play on Wednesday, October 19th, two performances, as always, at the Jewish Film Festival, 1 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. Tell us a little about this movie.
First of all, it's from France. So everybody who speaks French and loves French movies should definitely come to this one. We have Francophiles in our community and French-speaking people, which is always nice to find one that shows up.
I speak a little.
Yeah, I speak a tiny amount, you know. this one is a kind of stand-and-deliver teacher movie, an up-the-down staircase teacher movie, you know, for us old folks who remember that one.
Yeah, right.
It's about a young woman teacher, youngish woman teacher in France, who has a class of students, and her class is kind of the dumping ground of students who are not high performers and are not given their first choice of tracks. I guess in France, you get tracked into things depending on what they perceive your ability is. So she has this class of misfits from many different backgrounds, and she decides, and they don't all get along with each other, she decides that they're going to do a national competition about children in the Holocaust. They will do a theme project and enter it in this competition. This is based on a real story, and they're, you know, her efforts are people are dismissive, you know, the other teachers and the principal of the school. That why is she wasting her time encouraging these students who will never pull it together? And then, you know, of course, we have the competition.
Right.
And it's a very compelling film and very educational about the Holocaust. It would be an excellent film to bring a teenager because that is the age of the students. And there is a lot of things evocative of teenage life in America that, you know, they portray in France.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Was it filmed in France?
Oh, yes. It's completely from France. Yes, as a French director.
And how did this one come to you?
Well, all our films come through distributors. And we've been around long enough now that, and through the use of computers, used to be, it was hard to find these things. And now, because of computers, the distributors are always looking for people who are showing Jewish movies, and they find us and we find them, so it's easier. We review films year-round now.
Are there many Jewish film festivals throughout the United States?
Oh, yeah. There might be 200 or 200 worldwide. They spring up all over the place. Every community that decides they want one can have one now.
Yeah, right. Well,
but it is, you have to have the money to put it on.
This one must have been one of the first.
21 years ago? Well, San Francisco is the oldest, so it started in the Bay Area of California.
Yeah.
And that was 36 years ago. So this one, yeah, it's definitely one of the long-lasting ones around the country.
Have you ever thought yourself to broaden your association with films, get into more aspects of filming and filmmaking on your own?
Me personally, yeah. Become a film. Well, yeah. I did something else, Roland. I became the executive director of the Jewish Community Center instead.
That sounds good.
It was an opportunity that presented itself to
great.
Me, so I did that. I know that a lot of people who are involved working at film festivals are also filmmakers, but I don't have that in my background.
I remember the San Francisco Film Festival was headed by Claude Jarman Jr. for many years, who was a child actor. Way, way back in the day.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Okay, well, it looks like this year's festival is doing real well. And let's tell people once again that the film in question, Once in a Lifetime, plays on Wednesday, October 19th, 1 p.m. and 7:30 p.m. at the Rialto Cinemas. For information, 528-4222. Online, it's jccsoco.org. Thanks for listening. I'm Roland Giacopetti on KRCB for Sonoma Spotlight. Have a great day.